Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's switch gears here for a second. Heartbreaking news out of the WGN-TV newsroom today. I was shocked by it. I didn't realize Mike Hamernick had been battling lung cancer. He lost that battle at the age of 60. His sister put out this beautiful note about him. He was loved by everyone who knew him and worked with him. And I understand you knew him, too.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a small world in the field of meteorology. And this is even outside of the broadcasting world. Because you go to these conferences, you go to these National Weather Service media seminars, and we're all the same. We're all basically grounded by the fact that as good as you were on your last forecast, you still have to put the same amount of effort to get the next tough one right. And one of the things that I learned watching Mike Hamernick is he was as cool as you will ever see someone in front of a camera doing severe weather cut-ins. Part of it was his demeanor. He was very low-key, but he also knew what the heck he was talking about better than almost any meteorologist I have ever seen. And a few times I'm watching him like going, wow, you know what? He really explained that really well. And most people outside of WGN will go, who's Mike Hamernick? But Mike was GN. Mike was Chicago. Mike was meteorology. There was no flash and dash with Mike, and I think part of that was because he respected the weather to such a degree that he basically revered it and said, and most people who really love the weather know that you're never going to be better than the weather. The weather will always seem to get you, and I think that's what makes us love it so much, is you can never overcome it. You can never over-challenge it, and Mike knew that, I think, better than ever. And what's really amazing is, Tom Skilling went to the University of Wisconsin in the early 70s. Mike Hamernick went in the early 80s. I got there literally went right when Mike was graduating, so our paths never crossed. But not only weather, but also the fact that we all went to the same school has that bond as well. And it never goes away. So, yeah, I was actually walking through my living room when I heard that news. And I was completely shocked, completely floored. Yeah, not only did we lose a good meteorologist, a good broadcaster, but Anna, just a great guy. He was one of the pros. He really was.
That's the impression I got from him always. He's called into the show, and I've watched him, and I know he was loved over there. His sister posted this to Twitter. I'm Mike's sister, Kathleen, for all you Twitter followers and weather and enthusiasts. We lost my brother today, this morning, from lung cancer. He was home, surrounded by love and at peace. And so our hearts go out to his family. It's a sad thing, Rick. It really is. Treasure every day, right?
Real quickly, Anna, meteorologists will always pride themselves on not watching someone else because they know what the hell they're talking about. Mike was the kind of guy, the meteorologist, that I would watch. Yeah. Not taking anything away from Tom. I love Tom. Mike, right up there with Skilling, is one of the best forecasters you'll ever see, without a doubt.
Thank you. Thanks, Rick. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for sharing your thoughts there on everything.
Thanks for having me, Anna.